Unit 2. Refusing a Superior's Request. Much has been published, both in Japan and abroad, about Japan's exhausted company workers. It's explained that salarymen must often stay late at work, even if they have nothing to do, because they have to wait until their bosses go home before they can leave. Furthermore, when the corporate men do leave their offices, they don't go home to their families. Rather, they're obligated to go drinking with coworkers until it's time to stumble on to the last train of the night. And of course, the media loves to remind us about Japan's problem of death from overwork. Americans also have to work overtime and go to business dinners. However, most Western companies understand the importance of spending time with family and having enough time to relax and pursue interests outside of work. And unlike in Japan, Americans take their vacations when they want to, not just around the national holidays. In a country like Japan, where many businessmen are only able to have dinner with their families once or twice a week, and many don't take advantage of the paid vacation time they do have, official holidays are a precious thing. Therefore, it's understandable that if a superior asks an employee to work on a holiday, the employee might not give in very easily, especially if he or she has already made plans to be with their family. The survey results supported this, saying that the majority of Japanese men would refuse to work and honestly explain why. But about one-third of American men, more than any other group, said they'd reluctantly agree to work on the holiday. I had trouble coming up with an explanation for this surprising result. I finally decided that it might be due to the following. It's unusual for an American company to make demands that would interfere with family. So if an employee were asked to work on a holiday, there would probably be a very good reason. So maybe the American men felt that in such an unusual situation, it would be appropriate to go to work.